I'm assistant coach Lisa Scott. We'll talk about any key acquisitions the team's made during the offseason.
Well, I think the first key one was getting Keidra Hollingcorn. I think she's a proven vet. Winning a championship gives us something that another player that's done it before. And I think we have maybe five players on our team now that's gone through that. And, you know, just getting her, being able to play both sides of the floor, offensively, defensively, the way we want it. She'll help us in our fast break. And was a guard that we definitely needed, seeing that Jeanette Arcane and
Miss Figs.
Absolutely. Seth got her already? No. Or Yukari Figs. We weren't going to have either one of those. I think that was like our key thing. That was our focus, was trying to get a great guard in here, and I think we did that with her. Also with Pollyanna Johns, getting a nice big post who can run the floor. Again, I think that's going to be key for our season and being able to, you know, get quite a few points off the fast break this year.
Now, of those on the roster, what players will not be here right now? Who's going to be a late arrival?
Michelle Snow, she hasn't signed yet. And then Keidra Hollingcorn, Pollyanna Johns, Kimbrough, Lucy Ann Bertu, and Gordana Gruben. Those four players are overseas right now in Spain and in Italy. They're competing to try to get a championship. So with more experience internationally, I think that's only going to help us. And so they'll be coming in late to training camp. And we're definitely going to welcome them when they come in.
Talk about the two college players you guys picked up in the draft, you know, via trade and draft pick, Maria Bijou-Royale and Stacey Stevens.
Well, I think we got two nice, solid players. We were definitely surprised and pleasantly surprised for us to pick up Stacey Stevens at 37. We were shocked that she lasted that long, and so for sure we gobbled her up. Again, we were trying to get as many guards as possible and getting Maria, and I think she had a great career at Oklahoma and another good ball handler, shooter. And just knows the game. She's 24. She's older than, you know, most of the college players out there, so she has a little bit more court savvy than a regular senior that was coming out of college. And so we like those parts of her game and the fact that she was older.
Now, considering that the Comets have a pretty veteran roster, will it be very difficult for those two young ladies to make the team?
Well, I think, you know, what we said this year as a coaching staff, we're going to toss the ball up. We're not going to have any preconceived people being on the team. Obviously, I feel, you know, almost 100% that Cheryl and Tina have a spot sealed for the Comets. And everybody else, you know, they have a good chance of making it. Do the rookies have a little harder time making it just because of their inexperience? Yes. But again, I think we have two solid players, and hopefully they'll compete. I think they will. They've shown at the first practice that they are, you know, ready to compete and able to compete. And so we're very pleased with them at this point.
Talk about the overall improvement of the league in just the last 4 years. Not necessarily when the league first started, but just in the last 4 years.
Oh, we can just talk about it, and just this, from last season to this season, with all the new acquisitions from one team to the next, i.e., especially in the West, Pee Wee Johnson going to San Antonio, the fact that you got the best player in the college draft going to Phoenix. Again, all this is happening in the West. There's so much more talent out there. The parity is definitely here in the league. First couple of years, first 3 years, so, you know, everybody knew it was going to be the Comets. You know, the playoffs were just the Comets, you know. And now it's just anybody's game, and I think that's something that we as a Comets want to get back to. You know, we want to get the fifth ring. We want another championship. That's our goal. That's the passion we have as a coaching staff. And we've got to have that, and it's got to spread from us throughout our players. And that's what we're going to do. We're not going to let anybody work harder than us. And we're going to do the best we can with the players that we have. And I think we have a nice squad this year, and hopefully we can get back to a championship.
Is there any particular area on the team that you think is you'd like to see improved from last season?
Well, I mean, I definitely like to score more points than last year. We'd like to, again, I keep talking about and emphasizing our running game this year. So we'd like to get a few more baskets that are easy in transition. I think our defense has been solid. There's not been a team in the WNBA or NBA or college has had a better defensive team than the Comets. And so we're going to definitely have that as our staple. I think we want to have a little bit more ball handling and shoot the ball a lot better. I think our three-point percentage and our field goal percentage in general hasn't been where we want it to be. So, I mean, we're going to emphasize doing a lot of shooting, you know, and doing it in pertinent time. So, you know, it's not just a free shot out there. It's going to be where, you know, there are people in your face and at times where the shot clock's going down. Those are things that we're going to emphasize on. So, yeah, we want to shoot it better. We want to score more points this year.
One last question. Do you believe the team has a good mix of veterans and young players to compete for that fifth championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you got Cheryl and Tina being your staples as veterans who won four championships, and you've got also Cynthia Cooper who's won four championships, and the new players that are here who've been vying, who've been, you know, really working hard towards that, and, you know, we're all hungry. We're all hungry. I know that Kenny Smith talked about eating soup with a fork. That's where we are. We're hungry. We want our championship back. It belongs here in Houston, and so that's what we're gearing for.
Okay. Thank you very much.